Good morning. Yesterday we saw the Beyer Halacha that asked, how is it possible that people give a Birkas Kohanim to somebody else? For example, they greet them or they depart from them by saying, Yivarachach Hashem v'yishmerecha. Apparently, and in particular based on the Bach, if that is done like the Kohanim with the hands in the air, that indeed is an Isser. It's an Isser Aseh. What that means is only the Kohanim have due to the mitzvah, Kol Tevarchu, to give a bracha to Klal Yisrael, but non-Kohanim cannot do that. So in fact, that is the basis for our question today. Do we have to be strict that when we give a bracha to somebody else, saying the psukim, Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerach, in particular Friday night, the children, can we use two hands, or do we have to use only one hand to avoid acting like the Kohanim? As the Bach said, if you have two hands up like the Kohanim, you are indeed violating the mitzvah of only Kohanim giving the bracha and nobody else. So today we're going to see the side that indeed you have to be strict to only give a bracha to somebody else with one hand. And tomorrow we're going to see the other side of the coin, that indeed it's not a problem giving a bracha with two hands. Maybe it's even preferred to do that. Maybe there are reasons that indeed two hands and not one hand should be used. So, in fact, the Torah Tamima brings as follows, Yishehayir, we have to raise an issue, he says. What is the world reliant upon that somebody gives a bracha to somebody else? He does it like the Kohanim. And not only does he say the brachas, Yivrach Hashem v'yishmerecha, but he does it with his hands up in the air like the Kohanim does. For example, the Torah Tamima says that that was the minhag at his times where birchas chasanim at the chuppah, they would give brachas to the chasan. And in fact, they did it like duchening. And it's only for Kohanim to do the Nisiyas Kapayim, not for non-Kohanim. So he brings as follows, he heard from a reliable source that the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, at the Noda B'Yehuda's chuppah, so the Noda B'Yehuda, Rabbi Yecheskel Lando, was getting married, and the Gra gave him a bracha, and he put one hand on the head of Rabbi Yecheskel, not two hands. And right then, they asked him as follows, why did you put only one and not two hands? And he says as follows, Shlomatzinu bracha b'shtei adayim, rak lo kohanim b'mikdash. The only time that we see that you can have two hands, that the kohanim in the base of mikdash, that's the duchening. However, absent that, we shouldn't be duchening with two hands. We shouldn't be blessing people with two hands. Even a kohen shouldn't be doing it. Now, the Torah Tamima comments as follows, I only saw that the gra brought up this reason, brought up this concept, this problem, no one else, but it's really an important thing to comment on, that indeed we apparently really have a problem with putting both hands on the head of somebody else. So the Torah Tamima was written by Baruch HaLevi Epstein, the son of the Orach HaShulchan, and he wrote in another work of his called Tosefes Bracha, a beautiful work, on Chumash. He says as follows, what's the Gra's problem with putting two hands? Because it says in part specific in the Pasuk, Kol Devarchu, Kohanim give a bracha, but not non-Kohanim. V'lav haba miklal ase ase. If there is a bracha for the Kohanim, if there's a requirement, a mitzvah for the Kohanim, only we deduce from that other people cannot do this. But nonetheless, the Tosefes Bracha comments as follows, Aval kemeduma shaharbe chachamim tzadikim einan nisharim bazeh. It appears to me that many chachamim tzadikim are not careful about this. Indeed, they give brachas, placing both of their hands on the recipient of the bracha. And just to add one more point, the Sidur HaRizal also says, like the Gra, that when giving somebody a bracha, it should be with one hand, not with two hands. So there we have it. The opinion of the Gra as brought by the Torah Tamima, as brought by the Tosefes Bracha, and also the opinion brought in the Sidur HaRizal, when we give a bracha to somebody else, it should be with one hand, not two hands. Nonetheless, we did see that the Tosefes Bracha did say it's apparently that many people are not strict about doing this. They give a bracha with two hands, and we will have to see the basis for that, Emir Tzashem, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.